Well, the first two songs you may have heard playing in the background there, as I was explaining our first meeting together, was a song called The Rain. That was the first track. That had to do basically with... It's kind of funny to me. I don't know if Mike really sees this story the same way as I do, but... Again, we were still in California, and... we'd probably been, you know, hanging out together for probably about 6 months or longer by then. And been writing a lot of songs and that kind of thing. And, I think we had a pretty good thing going, kind of a decent thing going there. He started coming out to my place a lot of times. I was living on a little ranch in a little town called Williams, California. It was about 40 miles from where Mike lived out in New City. He was driving this big old black Nissan Pathfinder, four-wheel drive, big beast. Nice rig, though. But he'd load all of his stuff into it, and he'd come out on a Friday night, stay over for the weekend, have barbecues, that kind of thing. Play with my dog Hollis, my German Shepherd. Place sat on about 2 acres. But he'd come out and stay over for the whole weekend. We would just jam and write songs. So anyway, we had an older brother that was living in Seattle, Washington. And I guess his brother was getting married. So Mike decided that, he was going to take a quick cruise up to Seattle for 2 or 3 days, taking his brother's wedding and all that. So Mike drives up to Seattle. He's there for 2 or 3 days. Next thing you know, he never comes back. He stays. He gets to Seattle, takes in his brother's wedding, and falls in love with the city of Seattle, and he doesn't come back. Just like that. The snap of a finger. He's gone. I don't remember really some of the specifics as far as, you know, how much longer it was that after that he called to tell me that. Maybe it's just a matter of a few days, maybe it was a few weeks, I really don't remember. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, 8, 9 years ago, but it was kind of weird, you know, I mean, to think that he just, all he really took was just the clothes on his back and maybe a few suitcases and what was supposed to be a 2 or 3 day little mini vacation in Seattle turned out to be his life for about the next 6 years. So it was kind of weird. I felt happy for him. I felt good for him. I thought maybe it was going to be a nice little change of pace for him. I mean, I was sorry to see him go, and it somewhat put an end to the music writing as we knew it at that time, but I mean, I had, you know, wife and kids, and I mean, I was working, so I mean, you know, it's not like it just totally blew to hell what we were doing. I suppose a lot of what we were doing at that time was just kind of for fun, kind of a hobby more than anything else, so... But it was just kind of funny how that came about. He came back to Yuba City a couple of months later, loaded up one of those little U-Haul trailers that you hook up to the back of your rig, and loaded up all of his personal belongings, and he came by the ranch, and I think that's when we wrote The Rain, as a matter of fact, when he came back. He was in town for about another 3 or 4 days, stayed the weekend, and that's when we wrote The Rain, and it was just kind of in homage, if you will, to his new period in his life, to that change that he made. So we said our goodbyes, and he jumped back in his Nissan Pathfinder and headed back up to Seattle, and that was basically it. We stayed in touch. I mean, we're still in touch today. I mean, here it is, 1999. I'm living in Indiana now, and he's living in Colorado, and we still talk quite frequently on the telephone, through the internet. Basically what The Rain was all about. Just kind of song we did together that says, hey, you're living in Seattle now. It rains a lot.